This time at Insight takes us to Maine with freshman pitcher Jeffrey Gibbs. Jeffrey, you picked up the win by giving up just two runs in five and a third innings with seven strikeouts against North Carolina last weekend in what was just your second career start. First of all, how did it feel to beat a team that's been to four straight College World Series?
Well, it felt great to put my team in a position to win. And I just got pretty lucky that all my stuff was working that day. I felt like I was throwing the ball well, and it was just a great day.
Well, like I said, just your second career start. What kind of thoughts were going through your head before the game?
Well, I was just trying to do my job and throw strikes, and I knew if I can get the ball in there that good things would happen, and they did.
Any nerves at all? Did you sleep well the night before? Any of that kind of stuff?
I have to admit there was a couple nerves there, but I didn't really let it affect me, and I went up and I tried to do my job.
What was the environment like there at North Carolina inside the stadium and all?
It was a great environment. There's about 1,000 people there, pretty loud, and it was just a great baseball atmosphere.
As you reflect back on it now, is there anything in particular, any particular moments that really stand out that you remember in that game?
Just the first inning, you know. I ran into some trouble at first, and after I got over it, I knew that things would turn around and it'd be a lot better.
What was the biggest difference between maybe the first inning and the next four or so for you then?
Well, after the first inning, I kind of started to control my nerves and was able to throw the ball a lot better and get people out.
What about 40 years from now? Do you think those seven strikeouts are going to turn into 14 when you're talking to your grandkids about this?
I don't know about that. that's tough to say.
How do you stay focused now? You sound like you've got it all in perspective, but after such a big win like that against a team in a program like North Carolina, how do you stay focused now as you get ready for the next start coming up this weekend and obviously every start after that?
Well, it's still really early in the season, so we've got a lot of work to do and a long way to go, so it hasn't stopped yet.
Well, and again, you are just a freshman, and it was your second career start, so you don't have necessarily, I guess, a whole lot to go on so far. What kind of adjustments have you made in this first season of college baseball?
Well, I've done a lot of work with my pitching coach just on mechanics and developing a good three pitches to get batters out.
What are your pitches?
I throw a fastball, changeup, and a slider.
And everything working pretty well for you so far?
Yeah, well, my fastball is probably my number one pitch, and I can rely on the slider and the changeup to get the out pitch.
You're from Canada. Did you play hockey as well growing up?
I did, but I wasn't very good, so I stuck to baseball.
Baseball, the best sport. What's baseball like in Toronto, in the Canada area?
Well, we got some great programs up in Canada. You know, we got a lot of good players and a lot of good programs put together for to give a lot of players good opportunities.
Did you get a chance to watch the Canada-USA gold medal hockey game?
Yes, I did. We just finished the game on Sunday, and I got to watch it over dinner.
Did you give your teammates, anyone in particular, a hard time? Obviously, Maine. Probably, I would imagine there's a few hockey fans on your team.
Yeah, we actually have some Canadians as well, so we had a good rivalry going.
You talked about the pitches that you throw. How would you describe your overall pitching style?
I like to think of myself as pretty aggressive. I like to throw everything hard and in, and I can rely on my changeup to go soft and away and get a lot of outs.
Who maybe so far do you think has taught you the most since you've been at Maine?
Well, Coach Isaac has been a really big impact on me, and he's done a great job working with me, and hopefully he continues to do the same thing.
As you begin your college baseball career, what is the best thing about being a college baseball player?
Well, just being able to play every day. We got 50 or so games to play, and, you know, it's a long season and great opportunities here.
What's the toughest thing?
The toughest thing is probably the day-in, day-out grind. You know, we're practicing every day, and we're playing every weekend, and it's a long season, so it's going to be tough to get used to.
You guys are in Florida, though, right now, so that's got to be pretty nice, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Well, the weather hasn't been that great yet, but hopefully it gets better during the end of the week.
All right, I'm going to do some word association with you before I let you go. I'll just throw some things at you. You tell me what comes to mind, all right?
All right.
Let's start with a teammate of yours, Justin Latta.
Southern.
Your head coach, Steve Trimper.
Oh, intense.
Maine baseball.
History.
Baseball in Toronto.
Ooh, cold.
And the last one, Jeffrey Gibbs.
That's a tough one. excited.
All right, Jeffrey Gibbs, freshman pitcher at Maine, coming off a big win over North Carolina. Best of luck to you and your teammates the rest of the season.
Oh, thank you very much.